Kamar. I'm Cloud Security Architect and a blogger. And you are listening to The Kamar Nomani Show, a weekly podcast where I talk about tech, productivity, and life skills. I welcome you to the first episode of this podcast. I'm so excited about this episode because it's live finally. First chapter of anything is always exciting. They are immature too. Hope you understand. I also wanted to tell you that this episode might be a little longer as this covers the introduction and everything you should know about the podcast. So kindly spare some of your precious time with me and I'll be very, very thankful. If you find some part not relatable or boring, kindly just hit the audio message button and send me your honest feedback. And I will try making upcoming episodes better and more helpful for you in coming days. Having said that, this episode is divided into three sections. In section one, I'm going to talk about podcasts in general. Things you might already know about podcasts. In the second section of the episode, I'll be talking about everything you should know about this particular podcast, The Kamar Nomani Show, and also about me, your host. And in the final end of the episode, I'll be talking about today's topic, which is thing you should know about personal finance. This format will only be in this episode first because it needs to have introduction. In the upcoming the following episode, I will try getting to the topic directly. So without doing any delay, let's start with our first section. What do you think about podcasts? Well, if you are listening to me now, you already have the idea about what podcast is. For me, podcast is one of the greatest way to feed my brain or educate myself with knowledge in audio form without having someone else's control over what I want to listen. Unlike radio or FM, which are full of advertisement, crappy talks or songs or topics which I do not most of the time relate to, podcast gives me the freedom to choose what I want to listen and when I want to listen. The best part of the audio content is that I can consume it in those times when I'm already doing something else using my other senses. For example, I mostly listen to my favorite podcast when I go for walk or running, or sometime while driving, and this one is my personal favorite as well as one of my friend's favorite while cleaning dishes. Yeah. Having said that, some forms of information are better when you actually consume by listening to it. It stays with you longer and longer. It also does not require you to focus on a screen, but of course if you want to learn something which requires demonstration, then podcast may not be suitable. Since most of my time is divided into my full-time job as cloud security architect and writing articles for two of my blogs, infortify.com and kamarnomani.in, I rarely find dedicated time for listening to a podcast, and that's why I use my time effectively in listening to a podcast while I'm running or washing dishes or sometime while driving. If you haven't started developing habits like this, you should. The other reason why I love podcasts is that I feel more connected to a content when I listen to it than just reading an article. It's more intimate, highly engaging, and I personally love listening to some podcast the way it is being presented by the host. The other thing I want to share with you is that your time is precious and limited. Also, there are enormous amount of podcasts that are available over there. Leave the other sources like YouTube, blogs or TikTok aside. You should be careful of what you are listening. Why I'm saying this? Because the content you consume in any form, be it text, audio or video, are the food for your brain, and it plays significant role in what you become over the period of time. I mean, if we just start watching every video that comes through WhatsApp forward, sooner or later we will end up believing fake news or developing hatred. Some of us have become like that only, haven't they? There are many things which have contributed in making what we have become today. There is this saying that we are average of five people we are surrounded with mostly. And it is because we consume what they say or believe and eventually become average of those five people. We are also contributing to many such people in making them what they are becoming, as we also provide food to the closed ones by giving our thoughts, by giving our own opinions to them, and that also affect them. So how to choose the right podcast for you? Well, that depends on things like your personal interest. Like someone wants to learn about music, so you would like to listen to a podcast that talks about music. Myself, I generally listen to a productivity or how I can use my time effectively, or that is called self-help. What do you want to listen to? What is your interest? Depending on that, you can do a research and choose the right podcast for you. Also, there are sometimes you can follow the recommendations from someone who you think is good in advising. Or also you can decide what kind of podcast format you want to listen to. In last, I just want to tell you that the podcast always provide a free and fresh way of learning and entertainment, with added benefit of allowing us to have full control of what we are listening, that too on fingertip. You should definitely discover this wide and entertaining world. Having said that, this marks the end of this section, and let's jump into the second section. This podcast is about tech, productivity, and life skills. By tech, I mean everything you need to know about establishing a successful career in tech domain, especially in information security. That's about tech. We all get, the other thing I wanted to talk about is that we all get equal amount of time. How much we deliver within those time span decides how productive we are. And that is what the other thing about this podcast, that we will talk about productivity, changing the habits, changing the things that you are doing in a slightly or maybe a little more different way so that you can deliver more. Shifting some habits, closing down some doors, opening some new doors so that you become more productive day by day. And the other thing I want to talk about, the final one, is life skills. Is about, you know, by life skill I mean all those tiny changes you need to make in your daily routine so that your life becomes purposeful, so that you be part of solution domain, not the problem domain, so that you become an asset for yourself and also for as many as life you want to touch. Sky is the only limit. You do not become the liability. Yeah. That is what this podcast is about, the Kamar Nomani Show. Now you must be wondering, who am I to talk about these topics? Am I qualified for this? I'm definitely not the master of these subjects. However, before you decide to jump into any conclusion, let me summarize you something about myself. I come from a small village of Indian state near Indo-Nepal border, where there was no electricity till recent couple of years. I came to this capital city at age 15 by boarding train for the first time in my entire life, and I had not touched computer till then, and I had seen computer only in the government banks, that too only once. And while once I came back here, I funded almost all my regular educations, my food, my staying, everything, all my expenses by providing teaching and training to these students. And that started right after like 17 years of my age. Over the years, I have established myself into one of the most demanding domain of information security as cybersecurity architect, and that too from scratch. I mean, I joined after doing the master's in computer science. I could not get a job of something which is, you know, higher position or something which is, we can say, up to the mark. I started with a very scratch. Like, I started as a tech support. I started as a service desk engineer. And now within 7 years, I work with the people who are having at least 20 years of experience. Having people who are planning their retirement, like having, they have touched 50 in their age. I work with such professionals around the globe as a cybersecurity architect. I have also trained thousands of students, met thousands of professionals when I was staying in my village. Hundreds of students who were staying with me could not go to college, or many of them got married while they had not even passed their 10th standard. This gave me a lot many sleepless nights to me over the years while I was trying to make my career a significant one when I was in Delhi. Many years later, in 2017, I convinced my parents and converted our house into a school. Yes. The school is called now Nomani Public School, or NPS, and that has more than 250 students now whose parents does not have enough money to send their kids to private schools, or they could not afford to the fees or the school van fees. They cannot pick and drop their child either, because most of them are daily wage laborers. Nomani Public School now runs under the guardianship of my father, Mr. Nasiruddin Nomani, with bare minimum fees of around $3 a month. In 2018, me and my brother discussed about how we can take this journey forward. And we converted our other house in town, that small hometown, into NPS 2.0, which is Nomani Public School the second. And now it is running on same model with more than 150 underprivileged students. NPS 2.0 run under the guidance of my only elder brother, Niaz Nomani. Apart from that, I have also helped building many businesses for the people around me. You know, best part of building your career from scratch is that you learn so many things before, in a very hard way in between. And in between, you know, also become resilient in the process. All melodramas are washed away, because all you know is the process of getting things done, that too by having firm belief in yourself. Over the time, I have developed some habits, learned some firm processes by making mistakes, and have read hundreds and hundreds of books that has helped me a lot in this making. It has worked for me, and I want to share those experiences with you. It may or may not work for you the way it has worked for me, but you can definitely develop your own process of making your life purposeful and also contributing in some more people's life with whom you are closely surrounded with. Now, coming back to the topic, who this, you know, podcast is for. There is no specific audience. Since this is a very useful information and we all have a scope to be better every day, so anyone who subscribe won't, you know, it will not harm you or anyone who considers subscribing, definitely, in any ways, you know, especially if you are, but I want to tell you here, especially if you are about to start your college, or if you have started the college already, or you are in early years of your career, I highly recommend you subscribing this podcast. Also, if you're going to the resource crunches, because all my life I have been into the, you know, resource crunches, and I have built a successful career, and it's just the journey. It feels like I have just come up to the highway from way, way behind, and now the journey starts with full speed. This is just the beginning, and I think I can help you. If you are struggling, if you are hustling in your life, and if you are also trying to make your own way. So, you know, back in way in 2006-07, when I was trying to, you know, survive in the city, I did not have that many means. Also, I had so many complexions. I mean, the word complexity? When I had come from the small village and people are having from different background, I was battling my own struggle, and I had to survive as well. I did not have the limited, you know, I did not have, you know, that much opportunity that kids have nowadays. We have this enormous, powerful smartphone and the internet connection by which you can do n number of things. I'm going to create many other such episodes in which you can, you know, easily be, you know, establish yourself, earn for your expenses, or even much more than that in the earliest stage, which I did not get the chance, or I did not take the courage, or I did not know. It was very hard to, you know, survive by just tutoring and teaching. And that is the only thing I knew. I worked hard in learning, and that is the only thing I know, the teaching and spreading the knowledge, and by which I was able to survive. If I would have not known these skills, I may not have survived, and you may not have been listening to this podcast. Having said that, that concludes to the second part of the content. I hope you like this. And let's move on to the third part of the segment, and where we will speak about the episode is about. I thank you so much for listening, and I hope you continue listening in this third part. Financial literacy is crucial to have, as any other skills that you require. And sadly, financial education has not been given priorities in our school or college syllabi. I chose this topic because finance plays a significant role in everyone's life, especially if you are a self-supporting student or in the early years of employment. You might not have proper wealth to pay off your education loans, or you might have other loads of responsibilities. I personally wish I knew this information when I was in my teenage or in early 20s. Listen to the whole episode to understand how money works and how you can make yourself financially better every day. You know, how you think about things decides many things in your life. For example, when you say, "I can't afford it," it shuts down your brain. However, when you say, "How can I afford it?" opens up possibilities, excitement, and dreams. Robert T. Kiyosaki, in his book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, explains how majority of people are lifelong stuck into financial traps, and he also explains impressive ways to come out of it. There are many such eye-opening lines in the book. Once you start reading, your perspective towards finance and money-making and investment will start taking another turn. You will start setting up your financial priorities right to gain financial independence. This particular episode of Personal Finance is based on the writer's Robert T. Kiyosaki perspective about his book, what he has mentioned in the one of the best, you know, all-time best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You might have heard about it. If you haven't read the book yet, you should definitely consider buying and reading it. But for the time being, if you consider listening to the episode, you will get to know what exactly he explains in this book. So I'll just to speak about a little bit about this book, Robert is author of 19 books, including international blockbuster Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He also has co-authored a book called Midas Touch with Donald Trump. In this book, Robert uses reference to two of his dads. One, his actual dad, whom he refers as Poor Dad, who is very well read but is struggling with money for his entire life. The other dad, his best friend's dad, whom he refers as Rich Dad, who is not highly educated but financially independent and have smart enough to build massive empire of wealth. While growing, Arthur received advice from both of his dads and took conscious decision to listen to his rich dad's advice about money. Without any further ado, here are the things which I have learned from this book on personal finance. Number one, there is a difference between being poor and being broke. Broke is temporary and poor is eternal. It talks about your mindset. In the very beginning of this book, author explains how the mindset of how you deal with the situations can change your life drastically. It is very much important to understand how money works, and then you would have control over finance. You should not work for money, rather than money should work for you. Listen to the whole episode to understand more. If you develop the financial IQ by understanding how money works and apply those skills in life, then it is not impossible to be financially free. Number two, the poor and the middle class work for money. The rich have money work for them. All of us have got an equal amount of time. However, we utilize those time decides, how we utilize those time decides our fate. Life pushes all of us around. Some people give up and others fight. Some learn to the lesson and move on. Most of them quit and very few likes to fight back. If you have no guts, you will give up every time when your life pushes you. You will live all your life playing it safe and you will die a boring old man. It's not like you did not want to win, but for you, fear of losing was greater than excitement of winning. Number three, people's lives are forever controlled by two emotions, fear and greed, which is the biggest learning from this book. The fear of being without money motivates us to work hard, and greed or desire starts buy all the wonderful from Amazon or Flipkart that can be bought using the paychecks that you get at the end of the month. It creates the pattern which is known as rat race, the pattern of get up, go to work, pay bills. Getting more money does not make you out of this trap. Instead, it encourages you to increase your spending. Avoiding the trap is most important than being rich, because being rich only does not solve the problem. Number four, avoidance of money is just as psychotic as being attached to money. You can hear from many people saying that I don't work for money, I'm not interested in money, yet they all work at job for hours and hours. It is important to understand that avoidance of money is equally problematic as being attached to money. See, you can't pay your bills if you avoid the money. Survival will be harder. At the same time, when you are attached to money a lot without learning to handle fear and greed, you will end up being a highly paid slave. Think about it. Number five, learn to use your emotion to think, not think with your emotions. Financial struggle and poverty is not caused due to economy or the government or the rich, but is due to fear and ignorance. It is self-inflicted fear and ignorance that keep people trapped. Our education system does its best job in inciting those fear into us, so that we play safe, follow a well-defined path to be a rat to this race, and it is important to inculcate discipline on how to use our emotions to take financial decisions without fear and ignorance. Number 6. A job is only a short-term solution to a long-term problem. Long-term problem is being trapped into this rat race. Most of us think about only our short-term problem, which is paying the bills. It's the money that controls our lives, or should we say it's the fear and ignorance that controls us. Money is really made up. It's a hypothetical thing. It is only because of the illusion of confidence and ignorance of the masses that this house of cards stand. We work harder day by day thinking that reaching higher on corporate ladder will solve the problem. We are scared to choose the right way of thinking and having audacity to ask ourselves, is working harder in the same pattern going to solve our long-term problem? Workers work hard enough to not to be fired. An owner pay just enough so that workers won't quit, and this vicious cycle continues till we retire. Number 7. Money without financial intelligence is money soon gone. You know, this one, you know, reminds me of Indian saying, it is called Poot Kapoot to Kadhan Sanchay and Poot Saput to Kadhan Sanchay, which roughly translates to, if you have a dumb son, then why bother to earn wealth? And same is true if you have intelligent son. Hope that makes sense. If we, you know, then invest on a financial IQ, which is very much developable, it is critical to understand that even if you work hard and collect wealth, chances are high that you will end up being broke if you do not have the financial IQ. Same as of those who win millions in lottery and still most of them end up being broke. Number 8. Understanding asset versus liability. When we get our paychecks, we are often tempted to buy many stuffs because of desire and greed. Sometimes we purchase things understanding that they are asset. However, many of those things are liabilities. Asset and liability can simply be understood as asset puts money into your pocket. A liability takes money out of your pocket. Buying a home or a luxury car by taking heavy loan is liability, not an asset. Most of us will disagree on the home part. You know, author explains, like, if you build the wealth and then you purchase the house, it is asset. But if you are in the early stage of your career where you have taken a loan of 50 lakhs or 70 lakhs where you are ending up paying off this vicious cycle of, you know, EMIs, and you are scared of losing your job, this is liability. Hope that makes sense. Number 9. Schools are designed to create good employees instead of employers. A person can be highly educated, professionally successful, and financially illiterate. Illiterate, I repeat. When I was reading these lines, it seems that it was written for me. I hold a master's degree in computer science from a reputed university. I'm doing really well, you know, in my profession. Cloud security architecting domain, but can I say myself a financially literate? Big no. I've started learning finance recently and I'm still at primary level. You can also relate to this, or maybe not. Go and read the book in either case. Thank me later. Number 10. Why the rich get richer and middle class struggle. The rich are getting richer because they are more literate in different areas than those who are struggling financially. In order to maintain wealth, it is important to understand what wealth is. You know, how Robert defines wealth as its person's ability to survive number of days, or simply put, how long will I survive if I stop working from today? Have you ever asked yourself this? I tried once, you know, asking by myself the same question, and the answer was scary. Once you are highly tempted to order something on Amazon, ask yourself, do you really need this? Is it asset or liability? If it's the latter, then think twice. It is not how much money you earn makes you wealthy, but how you spend it does. The gap between rich, middle class and the poor widens day by day, because the rich buy assets, the poor only have expenses, and the middle class buy liabilities which they think they are assets. Number 11. Mind your own business, literally. Keep your daytime job, but start buying real assets, not liabilities. Financial struggle is often the result of people working all their lives for someone else. Keep expenses low, reduce liabilities, and diligently build a base of solid assets. Once you have solid amount of assets which starts generating money for you, then you can come out of the rat race of working for someone else and have control over your finances. Number 12. Understanding financial IQ. Financial IQ can be summed up as a deep understanding of four broad areas: accounting, investing, market understanding, and the law of the land. You also need to have understanding of how you can save taxes without any lawsuits, because more you earn, bigger chunk is taken by the government, and you end up being milking cow for the land. We all should invest more in the financial education. The more we learn, smarter we become, and we have better chances beating these situations. Some great learning platforms are Skillshare, Medium, Financial Books, etc. The single most powerful asset we all have is our mind. If it is trained well, it can create enormous wealth. An untrained mind can also create an extreme poverty that can crush family of generations. Scary, isn't it? Number 13. Risks are always there. Learn to manage those risks instead of avoiding it. Most people never win because they are afraid of losing. Learning enables us to take risk, because risk will always be there. We need to learn to tackle those risks instead of avoiding it. It's what we do not know is our greatest risk, and what we know is the greatest wealth. Number 14. Humans are designed to learn by making mistakes. The way our education system is designed is silly. It discourages us to pursue the path less traveled by. It encourages us to play safe, follow a known path. Mistakes are bad, and we are punished for making those mistakes. However, this is not how humans are designed to learn something new. We learn by making mistakes. You remember? We learn to walk by falling down. Same is true for riding bike or writing codes. The same is true for getting rich. Main reason why most people are failure in their domain of their life, be it finance or relationship, because they are terrified of losing. Winners are not afraid of losing, but losers are. People who avoid failure also avoid success. Number 15. It's about acquiring the knowledge. You want to know a little about a lot. The world is full of talented poor people. They are poor or get paid less, way less than what they are capable of. It is not because of what they know, but because of what they do not. For example, you will find an outstanding developer who can build complex application. However, at the same time, he may be poor in communication, negotiation skills, and due to which he will be paid much lesser than he should. It's good that you are master in your trade, but you have to be jack in the other trade as well. To be number 16. To be truly rich, we need to be able to good teachers as well as good students. You need to be good teacher as well as good students to excel in the field. You know, you need to be able to give as well as receive. To be truly rich, giving money is the secret, secret to the most wealthy families. You have to be generous towards people and you will be always rewarded for that. We all should be socially responsible teacher who is deeply concerned with ever widening gap between the haves and haves not. Number 17, obstacle in the becoming financially independent. So, what do you think is the obstacle? So, even if you have become financially literate, you may still face obstacle in becoming, developing abundant asset that could produce large cash to be financially free. And the main reason are fear, cynicism, laziness, and bad habits and ignorance. The primary difference between rich person and the poor person is how they manage fear or behave when situation comes to take decision. I won't go in details about this. It will make this, episode much bigger. I'll put the link to the book in show note, and you should just buy this book. This is worth investment, much more than that. In the end of the book, the author, explained 10 commandments to gain financial freedom. And he says, the very first one is the power of a spirit. Find a reason greater than reality. Find your own reason. For me, I want to touch many lives. I have come from a place where people are a struggle for the basic needs. Students, they would have been provided the same effort by the guardian as my guardians have been provided in the early stage, we might have seen, hundreds and hundreds of such students coming and becoming something like me or even much better than me. So for me, that is the reason. Find your own reason. What is your power of choice? Every day, in every minute or an hour, you find, you are put into a situation where you need to make choices. This or that. You need to have the better understanding once you build the, proper education. If you build the proper IQ, you develop the proper IQ, then you will have this ability to choose the right thing. The power of association. In early part of the episode, we talk about we are average of 5 people you are surrounded with. It is important to, surround yourself with the right people. It doesn't mean you need to de-associate with your parents, your mother or your father. I'm definitely not trying to say that. But yeah, the people who are most contribute in the times and the discussions, do take a look who are they, because you are becoming average of them. The power of learning quickly. Master a formula, then learn a new one. There are so many things to learn. Learn one, master it, and then switch to the next one. The power of self-discipline. The discipline he talks about is like paying yourself first. You always put some part of your earning into saving and pay yourself first rather than paying rent and the other stuff, so that you will have pressure of, paying those people eventually. But if you decide paying to yourself as in saving or building into the wealth category, at the end of it, you may not even save anything at the end of the month. The power of getting something for nothing. Be an Indian giver. I won't go into detail. You should just go ahead and read into the book. The power of focus. Use assets to buy luxury. First you develop the assets column, and then from the earning that you get from the asset column, then you buy the luxuries. Power of myth. Power of myth is something like you choose your hero rightly. Wherever you are, aim high. Think about the people who are already doing what you want to do. Follow their path. Try to understand their life pattern, what they are doing. Do not directly copy, but at least understand what they are doing. The power of giving. Teach and you shall receive. And the final thoughts. In final, what he talks about is money is only an idea. If you want more money, simply change the way you think. Today, world needs more generous and wealthy people. The more such people we will have, more we will be the chances of diminishing the gap between poor and rich, which is ever widening. The key to financial freedom and great wealth is a person's ability to convert ordinary income into passive or portfolio income. These all are pointless till you actually get up and start taking actions. So take actions. I have also started taking actions. You should also. With each dollar that you enters into your pocket, we and only we have the power to determine our destiny. Spend it foolishly and we choose to be poor. Spend it on liabilities and we choose to be middle class. Invest it on your mind, learning how to acquire assets, and we will end up choosing wealth for our future. Choices is ours, only ours. At the end of this, I want to talk about the conclusion of this, what my learning through this book, or this is also an article that I have written on my website, commandamani.in. If you want to read, you can go ahead and take a look. I haven't read any book in my entire life, page to page and word to word. I wish I could have read this book in my teenage or early 20s. Nevertheless, I chose to invest on my learning to acquire assets, and also to chose to sharing this knowledge with you and also to coming generations, because our and future of our coming generations will be decided by choices we make today, not tomorrow. Having said that, I wish you a great wealth, philanthropic heart, and much happiness. Until next episode, signing off, I'm your host, Kamandamani. That's all in this episode this week. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or on their website if you are not using iPhone. If you got any thoughts, feedback or suggestions for this episode or any idea for next episodes, I would love to hear from your end about how this episode can be better day by day. If you like my content, please consider subscribing to it from Spotify, Apple Podcasts or from any of your favorite podcasts you use. In this way, the podcast will appear in your feed. You can also consider sharing this episode to your favorite social media channel, and so that more people can get benefited from this. You will find all relevant links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you next time.